You're listening to SBS News.
Catherine Deves, thanks so much for joining us on SBS World News.
Thank you, Janice.
Now, I'm meeting you in a secret location. You've removed yourself from your family and your house. Why is that?
I have received death threats. I have had to have the police and the AFP involved. My safety has been threatened. My family are away out of Sydney because I don't want them to witness what I am going through, and nor do I want their safety put at risk.
Do they know the extent of it?
My partner does, but I have three little girls and they are not aware of what is happening.
The idea of fairness seems to be something that you touch on. It seems to be a value that you hold dear. I'm just wondering how that squares, though, with the Prime Minister being the Prime Minister's captain's pick for the seat of Warringah. It's not very fair, is it?
Well, I was as shocked as anyone to be selected. From the beginning of my campaign to be the candidate, I advocated for a plebiscite. And should I be selected as the member, I will advocate for a plebiscite again at the next federal election.
Are you okay about being parachuted in, though?
I am really happy to have this opportunity. I wanted to stand up for what I believe in on behalf of my little girls and to set a good example for women everywhere.
Do you think they're proud of you?
They are. They are adjusting to the new normal and they are very proud to see what I have achieved so far.
There's a suggestion that you're running to simply help the Liberal Party gain seats in conservative regional and rural areas, that you don't really have a chance of winning Warringah. You've had some of your own party members criticise your points of view. The Prime Minister, however, has been pretty steadfast in his support. Mm-hmm. Do you have any concerns that you're being played at the highest level just to win more seats in other areas?
I put my hand up to represent the people of Warringah, and I would not have done that if I did not sincerely believe that I had a chance. And if there are other mechanisms at play, I'm not aware of them. I did this because I believe that the people of Warringah deserve to have a seat at the government's table.
We need to talk about some of your comments around transgender athletes in particular. A number of social media posts, comments you've made in the past have resurfaced where you have said that trans children are surgically mutilated and sterilised. You've compared your advocacy work against transgender people competing in women's sport to taking a stand against the Nazis in the Holocaust. Do you understand? Do you appreciate the harm and hurt caused by those sorts of offensive comments? And are you sorry?
I have been very chastened by this process. I recognise that trying to prosecute arguments about complex, nuanced and difficult subjects, it should not take place on a platform that propagates offence and division and hurt. And going forward, I will be conducting myself in a dignified and respectful fashion.
So you are apologetic for those remarks, but you understand that we can only really take politicians, not exclusively, but especially politicians on their word. So why say things that you don't mean?
Look, as a mother and a woman, I recognise that the way I prosecuted those arguments was not conducive to proper, reasonable debate. It was not the appropriate platform to do so. I have removed myself from that platform and I will not be going back there again.
So tell me then, Catherine, one of the main criticisms of you is that you're transphobic. Are you transphobic?
No, I am not. My issue concerns the right of women and girls to have a dedicated female sports category for fair competition and player safety.
So what's your message then to young and vulnerable trans kids who might have heard some of those previous comments?
This is about women's rights. With this issue, we have a collision of rights. And thus far, the voices of women and girls have not been heard. And when we have a collision of rights in liberal democracies, we debate them in a reasonable, measured fashion. And that's what should have taken place here.
A number of schools, sporting organisations, even Liberal MPs have said, really, trans issues affects a very small proportion of the population. There are mechanisms in place with the Sex Discrimination Act to handle things that arise in those spaces. How do you feel about that, and why are you making it such a key plank of your campaign in Warringah?
While it is an important issue in some ways, it's definitely not a core issue for my platform for Warringah.
It's not affecting that many people though, is it?
I would say to that is that even one male taking a space of a girl means that there's a woman who loses out.
You're running for a federal seat, of course, but we haven't seen or heard much from you, Catherine. Where have you been? Some people say your campaign's been in hiding. Has anyone been trying to silence you?
As I mentioned before, I was receiving death and rape threats. So it was actually a matter of my safety coming out in public. With respect to talking to the media, there was a media firestorm. I went from having a small platform in a certain demographic to suddenly being the political candidate who was second only to the Prime Minister in terms of the press coverage that I was getting. And we wanted that to die down a little bit before I responded to the media inquiries.
And so why have you decided to take up my offer and speak to me today?
So the reason I took your offer up is because I wanted to broaden my platform. I know SBS reaches many Australians across many demographics, many different ways of life. And I also was comfortable being interviewed by a woman who has also come under fire in the press before, who understands the position that I've been in.
And you've probably got another month or so to go of the campaign. Are you going to stick it out?
Absolutely. Even in my darkest moments, what kept me going was the avalanche of support I received from Australians all over the country. All different ages, socioeconomic status, religions, sexual orientations, all saying, please keep going. Because they were saying, their stories were invariably, I am afraid to speak up in my own life. And what we are witnessing right now, we are in a time where it is dangerous to speak your mind.
Well, on that point then, how are you going to win over support from people even on your side?
I have been going out on hustings every morning without any fanfare and talking to the people of Warringah to find out what issues matter to them, to understand what they want their representative to fight for when they go to Canberra, to be the voice for them. And that is what I intend to do.
Do you think you can win it?
I do.
Any regrets, Catherine?
No, I think it's very important that we have more women in politics and more women in government. We need more people standing up and speaking their mind. Our fundamental human rights are under threat. Freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of belief. And if we can't be custodians of those rights for future generations, then nothing else matters.